Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a few stories of rain. And you can probably hear the rain. I'm in my car. There's no way I can podcast on my patio because there's just, you know, it's absolutely chock blocks. And look, there's actually birds hiding in from the rain, just sitting on the eaves there. It's just so. After about 3 months of no rain, when I can say no rain, not a single drop of rain. So 3 months, and so this is emergency. You're allowed a bucket of water per plant after 4 p.m. and before 10 a.m. obviously, and like absolutely no rain. And all this I can see now, the grass is completely green. Before, there was no grass. It was sort of like a dust bowl. Yeah, and so it's absolutely been raining. I'm going up now to, I don't even hear that, the water just rushing here. So it's been raining continuously for, I'd say 4 days, and it's 150 mil of rain, which is really nothing for overseas, but Australia is a huge amount of rain. I suppose I'll give a few little stories. The story of what I'm doing is I'm going to deliver some bread. There's sort of incredibly, there's surpluses of food and free bread which just gets dumped and then distributed. I don't think anyone, a few people buy bread in Australia, or it depends who you are, but people just get huge bags of bread and put it to each other, and we've got excess bread given to us, so we're giving more bread off to a friend, so it sort of percolates to the community like that. But the rain, there's been a little bit of a tragedy. One of my son's guinea pigs died. It didn't die just quickly, it had a big bladder stone, and $850 worth of surgery later, they finally got this huge bladder stone the size of a it's bigger than an apple pip. It's triple the size of an apple pip out, and the poor guinea pig died, which is sort of tragic. And there you go, if you've got children and pets, the pet obviously requires an infinite amount of money and resource for it. You can hear the rain absolutely beating down as I'm driving up to this person's place. But look, the guinea pig died. I was sent out to find the guinea pig had died and announce the news. And then I had to, in this driving rain, dig the guinea pig grave. Now, this may seem, what's this got to do with weather? Well, as I dug down, the soil was absolutely powder dry. It was, and you sort of got, and sort of, again, you have to, in this driving rain, dig. And I sort of had know enough about how to dig holes from army. I had my secateurs to cut the roots as it goes across. And they sort of learnt the hard lesson that they put the guinea pig or whatever it is in a coffin. And so you've got to dig it much bigger than the actual animal. It's got to be big enough for the guinea pig coffin and stuff like that. But going down, the soil is absolutely powder dry. So if you can imagine going to your cupboard and picking up the flour. Okay, I'm just about to hear flour. And holding it in your hand and dropping it through. That's how dry it was. It's not a drop of water in there. So, and this is several, after the first centimetres, it was completely dry. And this is what happens, is the first rain in here, just the conditions are so dry, it just bounces off, and this is one of the first things you see, is that there's an incredible speed of the water up here. You go to the slope, you will say if you're bushwalking and you're down a creek and suddenly opens up, heaven's opened up and it's been dry, you'll get this huge torrent of water, because water doesn't soak in. I think there's something to do with the resistance to water. Oh, it's a very, very dry ground. The water flows over the top of it. There's also these other things. It's quite interesting to see the gum leaves are water repellent on the surface. So you put a drop of water on the top of a gum leaf, it will bead up. And so this is underneath the water sticks, but on the top it just it wets the underneath of the gum leaf where the water needs to be taken in. On the top it just drains off. So the first initial rains just absolutely flow out. And of course, I'll tell a little bit of story of the pool, our pool filling up, thank goodness, and we're going across. But now I'm going out into this torrential rain to deliver this bread. Back again after having delivered that bread, just reversing a little bit, turning on the windscreen wiper. Oops. Turn on the lights and windscreen wiper. There we go. And then pulling out of here. Worst thing to do is actually deliver people some bread, then crash into the car. Here's a bread. A bimbled car. So as you can hear, it's absolutely torrent of raining. Of course, there's a little bit of a thing there. The entire front of the house is a lake, and you had to sort of go on stepping stones to it, increase the stuff. And as I do this, I hit the wrong controls and I go, oh, bloody hell, vascular dementia and stuff like that. But I do have a little bit of a story that our pool, there's a drought here, so you can't fill up your pool. And so you can run the pool pump to so much, filter so much, until the filter absolutely goes chock-a-block, absolutely thick with dust. Because there's dust flying around the place. Dust, there's no dust at the moment. It's beautifully clear. So after a while, you say, well, that's it, kids. It's going to be as cloudy as it is. It's not going to be any good. It's conditions. It's snooty. The older kids get a bit snooty. However, come the rain, the pool is actually filling up and it's going to flood over. And so you turn on something called backwash, which is a series of a valve turns as the water just flows out of the pool. And you go inside, and the card is to remember to switch it off. Backwashes for so long, but of course someone sent me an email about this. Well, they think it's serious. I think it's hilariously funny. They send me these seriously science videos, and I was just having a good old laugh at the French building the world's fastest train. And it's just sort of an ill-conceived problem. It's extremely French. I was having a laugh, and my wife pointed out, and I just caught it just before it had not completely drained out of the pool, but drained beneath the skimmer box. And then you say, that's it. I just can't do two tasks. I can start to do two tasks at the same time, but I've got to get an incredible amount of background logic to it, thinking to it. So it was dreadful. But of course, it was still raining. It hasn't stopped raining. It's still raining now, 24 hours. And the pool has filled up again, so I'm spared the humiliation of, look, the pool level's right down, your husband is blah, blah, blah. But look, I'm spared that. And of course, being a physicist, skimmer box, the idea is to skim, you get a laminar flow, and so it basically draws the surface layer of the water out a laminar, so it should only be a centimetre or so above the skimmer box to operate. Well, got a physicist and a friend. And a friend is someone you have cups of coffee with and all that type of stuff, and is self-opinionated. I'm not self-opinionated. Compare the two up. I should really right up the top. And being right at the top, it's not actually, in fact, a skimmer box. Who would know? Of course, I would know. I've studied physics. But, of course, it's torrential. It is as if hell has broken loose. This car park, and rain is pouring down on the sheets and sheets of rain. I just comply. I'm just happy enough just to get through the day. And so if the country fools want it filled up almost to the top, because that's the way you do it, and of course it is a drought, so there's this thing that if you put it too low and you've got days and days of heat, it evaporates. And of course, to stop it evaporating, you put a pool cover over the top of it. Of course, I'll talk about the pool cover when we come out. So I'm now going outside in this horrendous rain to actually pick up the some milk, amazingly. That's pretty tough. Let's go. Okay, back again. I don't know what the quality of the sound is with all the... I've got two things working for me, and one thing against me. And one thing against me is the... I'm just getting out of this car park and not crashing. One thing working against me is the rain. Two things for me is the boom microphone, the shotgun microphone, and the low-pass cutoff, which is cutting off the... engine noise, I hope, a little bit. But we're talking really quickly about pool covers. You obviously need a pool cover in Australia due to the ultraviolet light just absolutely creams off the chlorine. So if you don't have a pool cover, your pool will just bleed chlorine and you'll be just forever pouring chemicals into it. The second aspect is if you don't have a pool cover, it evaporates. So there's no point. So almost, but one of the things we did discover is that a pool cover has a life of 4 years, at which the little bubbles flick off, and these little bubbles flick off, and they form a perfect foil. It's like the ultimate sabotage for pool pumps. It took me a little while to work this out, but I'm on top of that. Just the last, I suppose, the rainstorm at this absolutely godforsaken intersection. It is a little bit better now because with the sheer rain and people with headlights, you've got these underneath every car, these two strips of lights. And one of the things is, in this incredible rain, just going around Sydney Harbour, you can just make out the Harbour Bridge. And incredibly, people who are booked to walk on top of the Harbour Bridge get there, they don't cancel, they do cancel due to lightning, but they don't cancel due to torrential rain, and they put you up in this basically rubberized suit, which is the same colour of paint of Sydney Harbour Bridge, so you cannot see these people, unless you zoom in, and there's these little notches on the top of the bridge. And if you know, look, they're slowly going up there. And obviously, and everyone's chained in a line. So basically, you can't commit suicide off it because you are hooked onto this cable. And I don't know how it actually works. I have to go up on it one time. But in this horrendous rain, I suppose it is the sense of. Basically, you could get the same value if you just got in a raincoat in a shower and turned the shower on cold and had someone else sort of switching it on and off and a fan blowing, you get that look. Because I suppose you can see quite a lot. But when the weather closes in, basically, you can barely make things out. You could possibly make out the Opera House. Now, the Opera House is big, but it's small compared to some of these cruise ships which come into Sydney Harbour. So the cruise ships for Sydney Harbour is that I think civilizations in times come will try and work out what is going on with the cruise ships, because there's a golden age of cruise ships when it's a class and society and links, stratas, or levels of a cruise ship. Now it's just a complete shopping mall, hotel, a upended skyscraper on skids moving around the place, and just looks absolutely awful. it's huge compared to Sydney Harbour. So going up there in the rain, and absolutely torrential rain going into Sydney yesterday for this concert. And of course there's this eyesore of a building which has got a fortunate grand colonnade all the way up to Sydney Harbour, full of exclusive shops, but also is a respite from the extreme rain. Now you can hear their water on the side. The streets here are obviously not. There's someone trying to save their front lawn or something. Can't work out what they're doing. For some reason they're concerned. Occasionally we have these drain pipes going from your property into the street. Some of the time we have one, but they just block up and they just give up on it. It does take quite a lot to do it, and all the houses aren't there. The old roofs, our old roof, we've got an old roof which people say, well, in the last 10 years it leaks a little bit, one or two leaks. But the supermarket had about 10 leaks in it there, and people sort of accept that because it rains so rarely that it's a bit of a, if it was a rains every once in a while. Okay, so I'm back again, and I'll just see how this podcast has gone. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.